Welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your hosts, Zakira and
Mikey.
And we back like we never left.
We haven't left.
We haven't.
This is the most consistent we've been probably since we started. You don't think so? Episodes on fire, Z.
They are on fire, but I do remember there was a stint where we were like knocking episodes out like crazy.
Really?
Maybe right around episode 30.
Oh, yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is like our comeback from the comeback.
Yeah, we've had like multiple comebacks, but this one, because we have the studio here, this comeback is real.
Stuff is really seamless now, and we have this beautiful studio, and everything is rocking and rolling. So yes.
Actually, an upcoming episode. So before this came on, Zakira and I were talking about the podcast.
Yeah.
And how I am going to create this ultimate system. I literally was at the gym today. And
you was at the gym?
Oh, I'm always at the gym. Come on now.
Mikey said, don't play with him.
Yeah. So I was at the gym today and I was like, the podcast blueprint. I was like, should I create this and do like one of the click funnels and talk about like start to finish, how you use AI, outsource stuff, the editing.
The podcast blueprint.
Ooh, that might, if it's not registered, that might be registered. And it's just like, I don't even want to charge a lot for it, but I don't want to give it away for free.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to create, I was thinking about creating something like that. Honestly, I could create it pretty quick once I have the system in place because it's documenting the system.
Yeah.
But my system for this podcast is getting really good. But when it's done, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. I love the name. The name is fire.
In 4 hours, it'll only be 4 hours a month of my time.
Yeah.
And it's 4 hours a month basically of your time because it's four episodes, one a week.
Yep.
About an hour each. And, you know, having a weekly podcast, this podcast has been great for the company and for people, our guests.
Yeah, I think so too. It's really good. We've made great relationships with the podcast. Other people have been able to come on and talk about their brands and new products. We got the small business set up. So that's been something really great too. Yeah.
And the podcast honestly hasn't really made us money yet as far as the podcast with sponsorships, which my girlfriend also, why don't you guys have a sponsor? Why doesn't someone? And I'm like, just calm down. We're getting the whole thing back together. So it's more valuable. Eventually, we probably will have a sponsor and that's fine.
We will. We will have a sponsor.
But for now, it's more about like, let's get the systems in place. Let's keep it real consistent. Mm-hmm. Let's get it going. I'm checking in with our podcast statistics more.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's going to be, I know it's going to be good.
I think so too. It is a great podcast. And even if you've been with us since the beginning, you know that we started off in the small office with the photo shoot paper. And
those videos, oh my gosh.
They are cringe worthy.
Yeah, but we had to start somewhere.
Yeah, we did have to start somewhere. And that's just like with any business, you have to start somewhere. Maybe Drake said it.
Maybe. Why are you always quoting Drake? Or is that me?
That's you.
Happy. It's going well.
It is going well. So what has been going on from the last time we dropped an episode?
So lots going on here at Private Label. Mm-hmm. We're working on more partnerships with people.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, you know, going into 2024, some of our goals, which we'll get into. I had a little comment that I was like, okay, internet. Here we go.
You did say that.
So, and it reminded me because you just had both your phones on the table. So in the episode with India with medical, I made a joke about like, oh, Zakir, what do you got, a trap phone or something?
Yeah.
And someone was like, well, I could have done with it. Like, oh, great episode, but I could have done without the trap phone thing or something. And I'm like, I almost commented, but you know, this is like in true fashion of me, when you're just annoyed, you don't comment.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I've known Zakira for almost a decade.
That's how we joke.
Like, me and Zakira are cool. I can tell Zakira anything. She can tell me anything. Like, we are good. We were side by side and side by side for 6 years, like every day.
Yes.
I can joke about her having a trap. I know it's not a trap phone.
Right. And I joke about it myself. Like, oh, I call it a trap phone or a hoe phone.
But what you can learn from this is when you see a comment that rubs you the wrong way a little bit.
Yes.
Don't reply back. You can reply back at a different time. Don't reply back right away.
And I also realize I'm less and less on social media than I've ever been now. But I also realize sometimes when you're scrolling, you can see people say things that maybe come to mind that is unnecessary, or it's mean things, or people are always talking about somebody online and it's kind of like, worry about yourself. Like, I saw a meme that said, everyone is going through their own version of what life is. And sometimes people may be having the hardest time in life. You just never know. So just be kind to everybody. Like, keep whatever comments you have to say to yourself, because sometimes it can be very just unnecessary and rude. And yeah, it's crazy.
That's the internet.
It's insane. That is the internet. It's so crazy.
The day I can walk in silence. The day I don't have to be on the internet. And people are like, oh, you don't have to be on the net. Yeah, I have to be on the internet. Like, I run a popular company. Like, if you're not on the internet, they think you're hiding something.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to do this. And but I love this.
I don't know. I wonder, so there's a guy that I know. He is I think he's based out of DC, but he left social media for over 2 years, and he just came back and was saying that he was basically like doing some testing to see if he could sustain his 7-figure business without being on social media. And he was able to scale it. And throughout the process, he was meeting other CEOs and other 7- and 8-figure business owners who had no presence on social media. And he was just saying how so much of a breath of fresh air it was to not have to be on social to run his business. And then also he came back and he's getting ready to drop a book called The Invisible CEO. And I just think it's so dope. First of all, the name is crazy. His name is Drew. And the name is crazy. And I read that story and I was like, dang, like that literally, I was talking to my husband about that like a while ago. And I was like, I'm just tired of social media. I don't want to have to be on here to make money. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's becoming something that it hasn't always been.
Right. Now, when you say he wasn't on social media, his business is on social media, just not him personally.
I don't think the business was on. Maybe they had like some business ads going.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very hard these days to have a business and that not be on social media. Now, you personally, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I have a love-hate relationship. So I'm not sitting here saying that I hate social media.
Yeah.
Because obviously I love
Definitely social media. Definitely love-hate. Yeah.
But it's a love-hate relationship. I actually talk to a lot of people that are closer to my age, and mm-hmm. we talk about social media.
How old are you? I'm joking.
older than I maybe look. I don't know. And the common consensus is I couldn't imagine growing up in today's world with social media, because it must be so difficult.
Mm. Yeah.
Think about how difficult it would be. Young, you're inexperienced, you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you see all these people all of a sudden are millionaires. And I'm like, they're not millionaires. Yeah. Trust me. Like, it's not it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I also wonder, kind of, it wasn't this stressful back when MySpace was a thing. Like,
oh no.
It was the only thing that was stressful was who am I going to put in my top 5 or top 8.
Or like, how do I do HTML code to like edit my page?
Yeah, like that was the only stressful thing. People weren't worried about what you looked like, what you wore, what you were driving, all the other ridiculous stuff that comes with it now. And it's kind of like, dang, why did we evolve into this?
Right.
And I think it just comes down to the evolution of the digital space. Like MySpace wasn't like how intricate Instagram and TikTok and Facebook are right now. And so it's like literally just keeping up with times. But I think that as individuals, we have to be careful what we're putting out, what we're consuming, and how we're representing ourselves online.
That's definitely true, because I definitely see posts where, especially with hairstylists, where someone shows up late or this, that, the other, and they just get very brash about like, client didn't show up, deposit, no deposit refunds, this, that, the other. And they're just so like, I understand putting in your policies and such, but when you can tell that they're posting this when they're upset because something happened, you don't do that, because the outside people that see it that are more reasonable see it.
Yeah, they might be like, I don't think I want to go there.
You know, like, and I see it, I'm like, am I going to do business with somebody like, or put extra time in helping someone or doing business with someone like this, because they're just so emotional.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, when they're doing that, their policies aren't tight anyway. It's like, you're always running late, or you don't fulfill your end of the bargain either. A lot of times when I'm looking at like stylists' pages, if the first thing I see is in all caps, do not bring such and such, or no deposit, no appointment, I'm like, oh yeah, I definitely don't want to go to this person. Like, welcome your people. Like, welcome to my page. Like, I love what I do. I'm blah, blah, blah. See below for our policies. And like saying in a way that's still welcoming, it's very stern. You mean what you say, but it's not like trashy. Like, exactly. It's so crazy. But yeah, I think we got a little off topic, but today's episode. Yeah.
What are we doing today? I forgot.
Today's episode, we are talking about setting goals for 2024.
Ooh, I'm ready for 2024.
Yeah, me too. I think 2023 for me was like towards the end of 2023, I think we could call the rebuild. And I've heard so many people say that. Like, I just think the way that life happens, the way that the economy was and slash is, just so many different factors has become like, okay, let's get a plan in place, a plan of action together, so that 2024 we're hitting the ground running and we're developing and increasing and scaling and doing all the things.
Yeah. It's, you should never have to wait for a new year.
Yeah, definitely.
To make changes.
Yeah.
But I can tell you one of the changes I'm making personally.
Okay.
Is I am currently, because I'm planning for 2024, mm-hmm. I'm planning to be less casually dressed for 2024.
Oh, okay. So more suit jackets.
More suit jackets. Because it's funny. I look back, I see my old photos and stuff. I used to wear a sport coat all the time.
Yeah.
2007,
oh, yeah. All those pictures from the club, used to always wear sport jackets.
Well, yeah, the club, sport coat. But I'm like, you know, I would always be so casual here at the office, which is not a bad thing because I'm just a casual person. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? Let me step up my game. One of the reasons why is the clothing, the way they make it now.
Yeah.
It's as comfortable being dressed up as it is casual with like the new fabrics that really stretch and they're easy. You don't have to take them to the dry cleaners all the time. You know, you can wash this shirt. I'm still waiting for my endorsement built. That's Built Basics.
Is that Built?
Yeah. Oh, everything I have on is literally Built shoes. Look, shoes, Built. Those are Built.
That's clean.
I'll show you right here. You can see Built, Built shoes, Built underwear, not the socks, but Built shoes, shirt, pants, everything's Built. Probably a little late when this episode's out, but they have 30% off right now and I'm loading.
Loading up.
I'm actually going through redoing my whole closet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm changing out some of my hangers.
Nice.
I'm getting they make these things for suits where it's like a garment bag.
Yeah.
Individual garment bags for each suit.
Oh. I want it all. Are these all the custom suits you got from Thailand?
No, I barely have any of those left. I gave most of those away. So these are kind of, I only have a couple suits I like right now.
Yeah.
And I'm working on getting some new, the same kind of stretchy material that looks really good. Kind of like if I was John Wick, his suit, you know.
Okay.
One of those things. So I'm redoing my closet because I think I'm looking at my personal spaces and how I can better organize them, make them more beautiful, like this studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really important step in your life where you need to look at that.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about, I was on this other podcast, Smitty and D,
mm-hmm.
and I was watching it on YouTube. I was like, damn, that's a really good episode. I gave in a lot of good information because mm-hmm. I was making some clips. And just even the little things in life, one of them was, and I just went through it real quick on the podcast, was when you go to the grocery store and you put your groceries in your car,
mm-hmm.
put your cart away.
Yes. That literally is something I always have to do. And I don't know why. It's because like the people who work there, they're not your maid. So if you just leave it on the little curb thing, someone has to go get it. Like literally it cringes me. I have to go. If there's nothing nearby, I'll just go roll it inside the store. Like
for sure.
Yeah, literally.
So it takes 15 seconds.
Yes.
You get a few extra steps in, which won't hurt you.
Mm-mm.
Won't hurt most of us. Mm-mm. At this point.
Yeah.
So just if you don't put your cart away, I know it sounds random.
Yeah.
Like I think it's this random thing in your life. Something's a little off with you.
Yeah.
It's so small, but so it's kind of like the person that opens the door and just puts the trash outside. Like instead of like in the parking lot, you know, they're eating fast food or something.
Oh, they put the trash and drive and just away. Leave it. I can't stand that.
If that person is successful in life, the odds of that person reaching success in their life, if they're doing that kind of stuff, honestly, it's just I don't see how they're going to do it.
That's so interesting. I think it's also like getting up and making your bed up in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like it's something so small, but it literally sets the tone for your day. Mm-hmm. Like it makes you, one, your space looks organized. You feel good going into the day, and it's helping you build a habit of consistency. If every day you're waking up, making up your bed.
For sure.
Yeah. So 2024 going into 2024, and you're right. We don't have to wait until 2024 to create this new resolution. I feel like I always had to do that. And then this year I've had so many instances of like start, stop, but more like setting a goal, okay, next goal, not waiting until the next year or the next month or 5-1 or five, you know, just having like a fresh start at the beginning of something. This whole year for me was just like figuring out what works and starting when I figure out what it is that's working. So it's like, you don't have to wait till the new year. So I think that it's best now to start in November, whatever today's date is that you're listening to this podcast, starting to plan for what next year looks like. And some of those things that you'd like to do, start now. Like if it's like you want to wake up an hour earlier and make sure you're going to work out, start now. Like you don't have to wait till January 1st to start. Start in November. That way, come January 1st, you're already in the groove of it.
And it's funny because January, that first month, I hate going to the gym.
Yeah, because everyone's in there with their New Year's resolution.
Like, oh, I'm going to get in shape now.
Yes. By the time February 2nd week comes around, maybe even third week of January, you're good.
It's all thin and out.
Yeah.
It's thin and out.
Definitely. By the time March hits, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's back to normal again.
Yeah. So I think going into the new year, when it comes to business, what are some of the top goals that people should be setting going into a new year? And so I know that it's going to look different from everyone because everyone's business is at a different level and people are also in different industries also. But I think that the top thing that everyone should be focusing on is becoming a better you than you were this year. So literally what you were talking about, how you want to start dressing less casual. And one thing that I want to do is work on my efficiency. I feel like this year, I've been more efficient, but I know I can be more efficient than I was this year. So really figuring out the little things that I can implement, whether it's saying I'm going to go to the grocery store on Saturdays versus Sundays, because Sundays I like to just rest and not have to open my laptop and work. So for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to set my menu at the top of the week. That way Saturday, when it's time to go to the grocery store, I can grocery shop, I can meal prep. Saturday evenings going into the week, I can literally rest Sunday. That way my house is in order. I know what we're eating. We're staying on track with the budget. We're not eating out so much during the week. So that is something that has been helping me this year, really this last third and fourth quarter of this year. So going into 2024, I can kind of fine tune and get even more efficient with that process. But for going into 2024, it's like, how can you become a better version of yourself? That way you're not depleted, you're not burnt out, you're not stressed, you're not anxious about what's happening in the business. And I think it starts there, like with your mental state.
For sure.
Yeah.
For me, I'm really, really doubling down this year, this next year. And even I started now on education.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a bunch of books in the pipeline. Just, I have these books everywhere.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, you never read any of these books. And I was like, I can't find the time.
Yeah. Was it you that said that you will listen to the audiobook and read the book at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I started doing, generally the first thing I do is I wake up, I make a cup of coffee because I just love morning coffee, mm-hmm. and I start working immediately. It's very rare. There's not a day that within 15 minutes of me waking up, I'm not downstairs working.
Mm.
And
does that work for you, or do you feel like you need more of a routine? Like, or do you prefer to work before you go work out? Or
I like to break up my day.
Okay,
so I'll work for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll work out. So that breaks it up. Then yeah. I'll come back, get ready. Then I'll go into the office. I'll work. Then I'll eat lunch. Then I work. Then I'll maybe leave. I'll work for a little bit at home, go for a walk or work out again, mm-hmm. and or, you know, have something.
Okay, 2 days.
trying to do something that's, you know, beneficial.
Yeah.
But now what I started doing is I've realized that I haven't been reading as much because I just have a lot of distractions.
Yeah.
After 9 o'clock, my day is distracted.
Yeah.
And the first thing I do now is I've been going downstairs. I have the book ready. And I just said, you know what? Let me go through a chapter, just a chapter a day.
Yeah.
So I do have the audio book. So I have the AirPods in. I'm listening to the audio while reading along. And that has been great. I just started it this week. So I'm going to start going through books, I believe, a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And not that you have to read to be successful.
I think it's a big part of it, because if you're not reading or ingesting information that is helpful that you can apply, where are you getting it from? If
for sure.
Yeah.
So it helps.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but it's not just reading, it's implementing.
Yes.
It's really are you reading this and then you're actually putting different things, trying out different things, you're putting it to the test.
Yeah.
So that's also definitely a key for when you're reading.
Yeah.
And right now I'm kind of taking a break from some of the marketing and other books that I like to read. It's more of about finances and cash flow and other kind of stuff that's more for personal finance. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out if I just keep the consistency and everything else.
Yeah. Have you read, is it, it's a book by Tony Robbins. It's like Wealth or
Cat. I've never read any of his books.
Okay. How do you feel about Tony Robbins?
You know, he is amazing at marketing.
Yeah.
His information is good. Did we go to one of his things?
Yeah, we did. We
went to one of his events. It wasn't his full event.
It was
with a bunch of people.
I believe Sarah Blakely was there, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah, a bunch of speakers.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I know he's helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because he's helped a lot of people realize that they don't need to hold back so much, right? That sky's really the limit.
Yeah.
And the reason why most of us aren't successful is because of us.
That's
true. So he kind of unleashes, I even has a book or something like Unleash the Power or something. I think he's great at what he does, but for me, he's not really kind of my style of learning. Like Gary Vee used to be for me.
Yeah.
Because he's very motivating, this, that. I don't need the motivation anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
You need the information.
I need the information.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll pay for a class $1,000 just so I can get the meat and potatoes. So I don't have to watch a million videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Way easier for me. And it saves me time. You're talking about efficiency. It saves me time. Let me get this implemented and let's go.
I like that. That's dope. I think the next thing that people should really be focusing on for next year is looking at your P&L statements from this year, like seeing what the business did, what type of expenses you spent money on, going through and auditing your expenses, looking. I'm pretty sure that if you looked at your expenses, you could see at least one thing that you don't need. That, and I do remember you went through 1 year and just got rid of everything.
I did that again this year.
Yeah, see, I think it's important. You have to literally go through, and we do this at home and for the business, go through to see what subscriptions, what expenses, what have we spent a lot of money on this year that next year we kind of need to cut back on. And then from there, you can say, okay, this is how much money we made. These were the expenses that we had. What do we need to do or what can we implement next year that we can focus on? What's that one to two things that we can do that will increase the revenue from this year to next year?
I think that's very important because you need to double down, especially when things are slow, double down on what's working and what's making the cash flow and the money now.
Yeah.
So really focus on that. Don't start all these other projects. Mm-hmm. Make the projects you have work before you start investing your time. It's not just money, your time in other projects.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm really kind of getting a lot of our brands and everything else much more organized. So that way, when things come out, you plan right now while things are slow. When it comes out of the recession and consumer spending's back a little bit, you are going to be so much exponentially better than you are today.
I agree with that. I think also understanding, you mentioned marketing. I think understanding what your marketing plan was this year and going with the times, like marketing literally changes so quickly. It's like you could get one thing down, and by the time you got it down, something else is evolving, and you kind of got to go with the flow of what's happening. But creating your marketing schedule, at least for Q1, understanding what you're going to be doing, whether it's social media, doing some batch content creation, making sure that you have a social media schedule that you can follow. That way it's not like, okay, today's Monday, what am I going to post today? Or what email is being sent out today? Thursday, or how many people do we need to touch online this week? Like, you already have it scheduled out, that way you can focus on more high level marketing stuff.
For sure. Having a plan and having a schedule for all that is going to keep you organized. And that's one of the more important things right now, is thinking about your time and your organization, because it's very hard to scale a successful business if you're not organized.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's, I mean, those are definitely things that we went through, pain points at Private Label over the years. We'd reach certain levels and I'm just like, holy cow, how is this even, how are we even keeping up with all this?
Yeah. I think that in addition to that, also being mindful at the team that you have and figuring out, is the team, did the team work this year? And if it didn't, what are some things that you can implement to make the team better? Or who do you need to add or subtract from the team or to the team to get you to that next level or to be able to accomplish the goals that you have?
Absolutely. Yeah. Your team is going to be an important part of your business. If you're a solopreneur,
yeah,
you know, think about, I think if I was a solopreneur, the first thing I would do is I would probably hire someone virtually first.
Yeah.
Because you have to create this, that's going to force you to create systems.
Yes.
That's the one thing I like about virtual assistants. You can't just be like, oh, go do this. You need to give them step-by-step, full plan,
yeah,
everything. Once you have all that, figure out what's working, you're going to make tweaks.
Yeah.
Eventually, when you hire someone in person, it's so easy when you hire someone and they're just there not to have that built and be like, oh yeah, we're just going to kind of casually do this, yeah, and that.
I feel like Mikey, I want Mikey to go into systems consulting so bad. I don't even know why.
I'm not that good yet.
I'm like, Mikey just needs to be a business consultant.
I would love to be a business consultant.
Yeah.
You know, one day.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm not in the hair industry in a decade,
yeah,
it'll be something just kind of fun to help, because I love to help people. So it'd be, yeah, great to help businesses and everything else. So yeah, that would be good. But you know, having that stuff together, like I said, for the podcast, so I'm creating the ultimate system for the podcast, mm-hmm, and it'll be interesting. I've been struggling with getting it done, honestly, a little bit, because we're going back to post the blog post for, yeah, 60 episodes, right? So it's a lot to get done.
Yeah.
And I feel like, okay, I actually made my last training video today to finish up everything. And then there was a few things I was like, so I sent some training documentation on doing hyperlinks, uh-huh, internal links, external links, and pros and cons, and like some different things like Google. So I said, go back through a couple of these articles, because I think some of the links that you have internal, mm-hmm, you can make a little bit better. So I'm going to see when she comes back and, you know, can make, maybe give some, oh yeah, I get it now. I say, because
I love that.
Yeah, it'll make a big difference with your SEO, which, yeah, we're working on continuously.
I love that. What are some other things that you think going into 2024 people should be setting goals to do?
You need to set a goal in 2024 to learn AI.
Yes. Oh, that is a huge one. That's a huge one. I think that, and we have a whole episode on AI, as well as there are a ton of articles out there about AI. But I know that in the beginning, so many people were scared that, well, there were two sides of the spectrum. People were scared that AI was going to replace their jobs, but then there was also a spectrum of people who were afraid to use AI because they weren't really understanding how AI could necessarily help their business, and they weren't AI savvy. So just like you said, it's important that you learn how to use it. It will literally help you scale your business. It will.
I'm actually thinking about adding an AI segment to the Hair Business Blueprint, mm-hmm, the YouTube channel. So that's something that I'm going to be working on 2024. I'm going all in on my YouTube channel, Hair Business
love
Blueprint.
Love it.
And one of those things.
Mikey's going to be monetized pretty soon.
I'm monetized now.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I make good money from it.
Oh, decent. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I love it. But really,
was it one video that kind of took you over the
the how to start a hair business for $100 video. Killed it.
Yep.
That's a great video.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do more vlog style stuff, more content, behind the scenes, that kind of stuff. So I'm really, I was struggling with the camera situation. Now I have the perfect camera. So I got the perfect camera, the setup, and because I like creating that kind of content.
Yeah.
But AI right now, it's in its very beginning state. I kind of have an idea of where it's going in the future about how much it's going to be able to do for you if you know how to use it properly.
I also think that AI is now it's free, but I think it's going to become a thing where you're going to have to start paying for it.
Well, getting on ChatGPT, it's free. But then if you want the good version of ChatGPT, it's $20 a month.
Yeah.
So for $20 a month, it's pretty good.
Yeah. What is that, like a faster lead time? And
yeah, you get the new features faster, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm actually using ChatGPT to create images for the blog posts for the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Because it's kind of tough to get some of the images and content.
Yeah.
So a couple things I like about it is... it's not, you don't have to worry about the copyright, right? Because you get some of these stupid emails, people trying to, oh, this is my image and we're going to sue you, blah, blah. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So I wrote a prompt, a simple prompt. And basically within the blog post, I like to break up the text with an image. Mm-hmm. That's very common in all blog posts, right? So what I'll do is I say, I am going to send you part of a blog post from our podcast. I would like you to create an image based on the topic and conversation within the blog post.
Oh, wow.
And then I copy the section, I paste it underneath, and then it creates an image. And these images are wild. They look like artwork, honestly.
This is ChatGPT?
Yeah, I'll show you after the episode.
Wow, that is insane.
Yeah, so I'm putting these in.
Yeah.
I'm doing the alt tags for them, naming the images properly, putting them in, breaking up, and I'm like, it looks pretty cool. Now, the only thing right now, the big downfall with that, they are having issues with spelling in the images that over time will get fixed.
Okay.
So some of the images, I'm like, it's not spelled correct. I'm like, whatever, I'm still putting it in, you know. But basically using AI to do that. But this is what's happening now is AI is creating a lot of content for us today.
Yeah.
Everybody. Soon, AI will be able to create the content, put it into the email, choose the email list, send the email, reply to people. Like, it's going to be able to do everything.
Yeah.
Everything's coming.
Did you see the, I was watching something online the other day and it was like a flying delivery in Dubai. Did you see that?
Oh, Amazon's been trying to do this forever. The drones. Yeah, they've had this for years. They've been working on this system. But soon the drones can make the deliveries. Or what Amazon will do is they'll pull up to our neighborhood and they'll load up a bunch of drones and they start flying everywhere to drop off packages and come back.
You've seen it.
Fast. I haven't seen it. I've seen it online how they have videos of them doing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There was a, it was an actual person that was flying in Dubai and they literally landed on the sidewalk and brought the food.
Really?
Yes. It was the craziest thing, but I was like, man, that's kind of cool. Super cool.
Yeah. I mean, drones have come a long way with what they're capable of doing.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
That is crazy. Yes. So 2024, I think also understanding what investments you need to make into your business. And I think in order to understand what investments you need to make, you need to know the investments that you've already made, what's working, what's not working. And I think literally setting some time aside, 4 hours or so, that you could literally flush out just the business, like literally just dump, like have a dumping session, all the things you've done, like figuring out what's working, what's not working. And then also seeing where can I invest? Where do I have the money and the budget to invest? And that's where you go and find companies that can do the things that you need them to do, whether it's SEO, whether it's a different style of marketing, whether it's whatever it is, mentorship, business consulting, just figuring out where you can invest. That way it frees up your time to do other things.
Yeah. There's plenty of places too that you can hire these people. Like, I really like Upwork
because it's
the more professional. I know people get on Fiverr and such.
Yeah.
You can get
or freelancer.
Freelancer's another one.
Yeah.
Onlinejobs.ph mm-hmm. is if you want to hire virtual assistants in the Philippines.
You have to sift a lot.
It's a lot of sifting.
There is a lot of sifting on that one, but it's still good nonetheless.
If you get the right one,
yeah,
you are in good shape. So that's why, but honestly, I feel like a lot of times the assistants don't work because we set them up for failure.
Mm, yes. And we talked about that before, just about the systems and having those systems, showing them how to do what you need them to do, being able to literally do a video like, this is how you do this. And this is what I mean by this.
You have to do it.
And that's so true, because I've used the VAs before overseas, and it really showed me that I'm not as detail oriented as I thought I was. Mm-hmm. And then having to go back and actually show them, no, this is what I mean. Or I need for you to make sure that this is this way. Or you have to make sure you're addressing the person in the email, and you can't just copy paste, and this has to be like this. So it's literally like you have to go through and explain every single little thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it can be a headache, but in the long run, it's beneficial.
Actually, I've been teetering with this idea, but 2024, I'm going to actually use virtual assistants a lot more to mm-hmm. help grow the business. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I'm in a place where I understand the importance of the systems and the ability to create them.
Yeah.
And just give it a try. I'm not saying bet the whole bank on it.
Yeah.
But slowly start implementing more things for some of the redundant tasks mm-hmm. and everything else. And then what I want to do is, as business increases, I want to have less, keep less the current staff we have, mm-hmm. empower them to make them even better at their job.
Yeah.
And keep them real busy, because a lot of the redundant tasks that honestly they don't want to do anyway.
Yeah.
I can have the virtual assistants utilizing AI, because I'm teaching one of my virtual assistants how to use, well, a couple of them, how to use AI now.
Nice.
And it's like, hey, look, this is going to save a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, for, so for everything.
Are you teaching them not to copy paste, but to that they have to edit kind of the AI, what AI gives them?
Yeah. So basically, to give you an example, for the blog posts that we're doing for the podcast uh-huh. that they're going to be on, they're on the private label website now, is I take, so you upload the video to YouTube mm-hmm. and YouTube transcribes the video. It's not a perfect transcription, but it's 99% there. So then what I do in a very strategic prompt mm-hmm. is tell YouTube to take this transcript and create a blog outline. Mm. It creates the blog outline. Then utilizing what we talk about in the transcript, you don't want it to go off on a tangent using right. all this other information,
yeah.
create the blog post.
Got it.
Then what we do is we take that blog post and we run it through Grammarly mm-hmm. and then it fixes punctuation. Hey, maybe this is going to sound better this way or that way. I'm not going to rely just on ChatGPT's translation.
Situation, this, yeah. right?
Run it through Grammarly, which is an amazing program. I think everyone should be using Grammarly mm-hmm. because I think it's embarrassing when I get someone sends me an email and a word's misspelled. It's 2023. We shouldn't have misspelled words in a document.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
So once we have all that, then we can start putting it over into the website. So it's a little bit of extra editing and such, but we'll see how it turns out. To see, we're just getting these things published now, so we'll see if there's any SEO effect yeah. or anything else that kind of will help. They'll give it the reason why we're putting this on there. But I think that. It's also beneficial for the guest, because Private Label's website's a very powerful website.
Yeah.
And one of the things, say, hey, you come onto Private Label or come onto Hair Biz Radio, we're going to do all this stuff. And one of those things is we're going to create a blog post. It's going to link over to your website. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the hair industry don't understand how important it is to have a link from us.
Yeah.
My staff didn't. Downstairs in the showroom that deal with a lot of customer service tickets. And I said, guys, do you realize how powerful our website is? They're yeah. like, no, not really. I said, do you notice how people email us 5-10 times a day to try to put a guest post, to try to get a link basically from our website? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, we see those. That's because we have a really powerful website. They would pay us to put links on here.
Yeah, that's the...
I might have to start collecting some of that money for a few linky links.
Page authority and domain authority.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's different ways you can gauge it through like Ahrefs, and Moz had that mm-hmm. one tool. Moz used to have a tool.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah. They kind of phased it out to more of something paid, but that was always kind of fun. I'm like, Sakira, look at our bag.
Yeah. It was interesting to me to learn and see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. The next thing I was going to bring up was, you know how you sometimes you just have brain frost? Oh, yes. Okay. So there is like literally some sort of holiday at least once a quarter throughout the year. So really preparing your campaigns and marketing strategies for holiday sales or how you'll present your business during that holiday time. Very interactive and engaging, creative marketing campaigns. I think that you should at least have an outline as to what type of campaigns you want to portray during the holiday times. That way you're kind of on top of it before everyone else starts blasting out all of their stuff.
And getting it organized in the beginning of year can give you a nice big outlook.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw something that I might get. I was like, maybe I should make these and put it out there for entrepreneurs. It's like a 365-day calendar. Mm-hmm. It's this big calendar.
Oh, wow. And like it fits on a wall? Like
yeah.
Like a full wall?
It's huge. I was thinking about making it is like the entrepreneurs, my entrepreneurs, I don't know, something.
Roadmap.
And you have everything on that calendar. So you have all the holidays, all the stuff. And then you're planning, like, you just have a whole year visual.
Yeah.
And I think you can get, like, you're not going to waste time because you say, hey, this is how much time I have in the year. Let me pack this calendar with, I need to get stuff done. I need to go places. Yeah. I need to make partnerships. I need to do things. I need to relax a little bit too. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, but figure out something like that. I like the idea of having it on a wall and kind of visual.
That's actually really dope. Like I could see it being like a full wall, literally like it's a full wall and you could just see your whole year like right there. That's super dope. I love that. Yeah.
So, you know, but once again, that comes back to planning.
Yeah.
It's just a visual way of planning and seeing what's going on.
Definitely. And I think that it's so important whether you're going into 2024 or the year after that or the year after that, always making a plan, creating a plan, because if you don't plan,
you won't be the man or woman.
What is the saying? If you don't plan, you'll plan to fail. If you don't, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. There's something. You get the gist of it.
That's the gist, okay?
Yeah. And it's going to bother me that I can't remember what the saying is. But anywho, you have to make sure that you are definitely pre-planning. And that's not to say that you need to know what every single hour, every single minute of every single day is going to look like for 2024. But you do need to know, as far as business goes and as far as your personal life goes, what are the things that you're going to begin implementing? How do they look? What are the processes for those? And you want to make sure that you're sticking to it as well.
For sure.
Yeah. And so hopefully this was helpful for you and it kind of gave you a boost to get going for 2024. Make sure you are starting now. You do not have to wait until the last week of December or the top of January to figure it out. Literally, it could create some anxiety and anxiousness around 2024 if you wait until the beginning of 2024 to start planning for 2024, because now you're probably feeling like, dang, it's already here. Like, what am I going to do? I don't have time to sit down and think about this. Start now. That way it's not stressful and you can literally flesh out with an open mind and a clear conscience.
Yeah. 2024, let's get organized.
Yes.
Let's get more done. Yes. Let's do good business. Yes. And let's go.
Yes. Make sure y'all go back to listen to all the other episodes that we have out if you haven't caught them. If you've listened to every single episode up until this one, shout out to you. Y'all are the real MVPs. Keep downloading the podcast. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. We are going to have some sponsors soon. So just
maybe
check it out. We will.
We will. No, got to put it out there. Yeah.
Got to put it out there. Yes. Yeah. But appreciate y'all for tuning in with us. And we'll be back with another episode soon.
Later.